The home talent baseball season started yesterday. Here are the results from yesterday's game. First, starting in the West Division, Dodgeville defeated Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 7-4. Hollandale defeated Belleville 7-3. Arena takes care of Argyle 3-2. Shulsburg Benton was the winner over Wyota 3-2. Verona defeated Blanchardville 9-2. And Ridgeway defeated Muscadet 7-4 in 11 innings. In the North Division, Cross Plains defeated Reedsburg 10-5. Sauk Twins was the winner over Middleton 3-2. Wisconsin Dells shutted out Ashton 1-0, and Wanakee defeats Black Earth 11-7. In Brewers news, the top home run hitter in Major League Baseball did it to the Brewers twice Sunday in Houston's 9-4 win. Kyle Tucker pounded homers number 14 and 15 in the win. The Astros started hot with 4 runs in the first off starter and loser Colin Ray. They wound up winning 2 of the 3 in the weekend series. Milwaukee goes on the road to start a series in Miami against the Marlins tonight. Joe Ross is scheduled to start the game. In Packers news, heading into his second season as a starter, Packers quarterback Jordan Love is listed among the top 10 at his position in the NFL. CBS Sports released its off-season rankings last weekend. At the top of the list are Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and San Francisco 49ers leader Brock Purdy. Love is called one of the most dazzling players to watch late last season, and he's expected to keep moving up. For now, he's at number 10, just ahead of former Packer Aaron Rodgers of the Jets in 11th. In Wisconsin Badger basketball news, former Badger star Micah Potter says Greg Gard is the best X's and O's guy he's ever been around. He tells writers at the Bucky's fifth quarter website he has no doubt that Gard needs to be the coach of Wisconsin. Potter is in the NBA now. He thinks the Badgers would have been a Final Four team in 2020 if not for COVID. And the Ohio native says whether it's as a city or as a college town, Madison blows Columbus out of the water. In Bucks news, if the Bucks don't hang on to Patrick Beverley and his passion, they may have his replacement right in their own backyard. Former first-round NBA draft pick Ty Washington has been producing impressive numbers with the Wisconsin Herd. He averaged more than 21 points and 8 assists a game last season. Behind the buck pass points to the potential the 22-year-old offers and joins the group, hoping the team signs Washington to another two-way deal. In other news, Jim Otto, the Hall of Fame center known as Mr. Raider for his durability through a litany of injuries, has died. The team confirmed Otto's death Sunday night. He was 86. The cause of death was not immediately known. Otto joined the Raiders for their inaugural season in the American Football League in 1960 and was a fixture on the team for the next 15 years. He never missed a game because of injuries and competed in 210 consecutive regular season games and 308 straight total contests despite undergoing 9 operations on his knees during his playing career. His right leg was amputated in 2007. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.